through the courtesy of the Chamber of Commerce.
Let's go, girls. Come on.
Oh, yeah. It's that time again. It's 10 after 10 on a Tuesday. And that means the girls are here from our chamber office. And it's the chamber chat. And Janae Priebe, welcome. Are you doing the dance to make sure that you're missing the raindrops, or are you doing the dance because you like the theme song?
Oh.
Okay. All right. Listen, we've got a guest with us, too. I better get her brought in here. And you can introduce her. I've been at many meetings with her, but yeah, you can introduce her for us.
Yeah. We have Lisa Graffentine with the Meeker County Economic Development Authority, and she is a huge asset to our community, and she's here this morning just to give you a little insight into what's kind of going on in Meeker County.
All right. Welcome in, Lisa. How are you doing?
Great. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Absolutely. I know that from some of the meetings I've been at with you, you have a busy office and you kind of wear several hats. And one of the things that you and I were talking about is that there's some downtown grants that are going to be available.
Yeah, so we've been, actually the funds have all been awarded to the project, so it's a kind of an exciting time right now for our Main Street Grant program, because we've funded a total of 17 projects in downtown Litchfield. We received $750,000 allocated. I don't know that we'll use all the funds, because we did have one building that sold and just a couple projects that might have smaller rehab projects than what they originally projected. But so there's a lot of activity downtown. Not every project that's being renovated is under our Main Street grant. It's kind of a nice thing that, you know, sometimes these grant programs will help spur other types of rehab and investment into downtown buildings. But we've got a couple projects that have already been completed, and a lot of them will be underway this summer and kind of wrapping up. And the exciting thing about it is that, you know, through some of these renovations, we're going to be opening up some commercial space. So maybe some space that isn't in the greatest condition, you know, is going to get renovated, which opens up opportunities for new businesses downtown. And then the project is also allowing for renovations on the second story. So that helps to create some rental housing or housing units above those commercial spaces as well. So the grant funds that have been awarded, it's going to give these building owners about a 30% grant for their project. This is different funding than the Erdahl appropriation. There's going to be some additional funds, you know, coming to downtown in the future. So we've kind of got a couple phases of different grants here going, which is just great, because a lot of times it's a struggle for our building owners, you know, for the cost of the renovations. That doesn't always, you know, help their buildings appreciate in that amount. So these grants really offset some of the building needs and, you know, just some of the historical components as well that can be at times maybe expensive. So it's going to be great, you know, when it's all said and done, the $750,000 that we received, you know, that's going to be over a $2 million investment into the buildings in downtown. And just to kind of give you an idea of the impact, the couple projects that have been done. So this is just two buildings. We created, you know, three new housing units, two new businesses, and five new jobs just from those two projects. So excited to see as the other 15 projects get going and finished up, the total impact that we'll have in our downtown area.
Yeah. And I know one of the promises or programs through the city also has had over the time a matching program to kind of clean up the front of the buildings.
Absolutely. And again, it's kind of all these resources coming together, you know, private, public investment, and it's just great to see that impact that it'll have on our downtown area.
All right. Yeah, absolutely. Because that's what we're looking for, you know, to clean it up and make it look good and presentable as people travel through our lovely community. You also have some other things that you're working on these days, too.
Absolutely. So, you know, in economic development, we kind of wear many hats, and many different challenges of the community get brought forward for us to tackle, and child care is one of those things. Mm-hmm. So as individuals need to work, they need child care. And so we finished up a child care strategic plan just prior to COVID. And while we've accomplished a lot, you know, some of our original team members have maybe retired or taken new jobs. You know, a lot of things have changed since COVID in terms of even remote work and such. And so we were able to, through some of that work, we created a lot of child care appreciation events. We also secured some grant funds that helped both some of our existing providers, but also new providers get going. And so through that team that we had, we've been able to access some grants to help 8 new providers get started. So that's over 80 new child care slots that have been created within the county. And it's really been a team effort. You know, our core team has members involved from, you know, not only Meeker County, but the Chamber. Some of our communities have had representatives. Stay in Play, United Community Action, the Initiative Foundation, Jobs and Training. So all sorts of different partners coming to the table to kind of help identify how we can work together. And then we also have received some financial support from First Children's Finance, the Walmart Foundation, IRD in Litchfield, and Crest Healthcare in Dassel. So again, just a great, you know, public-private partnership of everybody coming together. We also, the Southwest Initiative Foundation has provided us some resources that we can do building analysis. So if we ever identify maybe a vacant space or a space that we'd want to potentially convert into childcare, they help connect us to architects to be able to do some of that feasibility study for free. So we're just, you know, we feel like we're just getting started. You know, there's still a lot of need that's out there. I mean, we had identified a childcare gap of over 400 slots within the county. So even though we've made some progress creating over 80, we know we still have a lot of work to do. So our team is going to be, you know, reconvening and kind of looking at, you know, what's changed since we created our original plan.
Right.
You know, just prior to COVID, and kind of continuing to move that work forward. So it still continues to be an important topic and definitely not a problem that we've completely solved. So lots of work to be done yet. And then the other thing too is housing. So we completed our housing study in 2023 for the county and identified that, you know, from now until 2030, we're going to need over 1,100 new housing units within Meeker County. And so with around half of those being needed within the city of Litchfield. So vacancy rates are really low. And in some of our communities, it, you know, vacancy rates were under 1 or 2%, and 5% is considered a healthy market. So we're really trying to, again, work together with our development community to see how we can partner to add all types of new housing units, anywhere from rental housing units, but creating new home ownership opportunities, senior housing. And so with, as the EDA, we did create a housing gap program for financing. You know, we don't have the resources to take on the developments entirely ourselves, but can we be a small partner, you know, with the developers within our community to help build some new housing? And then in addition, Meeker County received some state funds. So last year, the legislature allocated statewide affordable housing aid to each of our counties. Okay. So we're looking at, you know, how can we use some of those resources from the state to, again, help support development within our communities. So always encourage any developers, the people interested in doing housing development, to reach out to me and to see how kind of we can partner in doing some of that. So childcare and housing are definitely, again, at the top of our list of things that we're working on within the communities.
Okay. Lisa Graffentine, Meeker EDA. As you said, quite a period of time, looked at a lot of the housing issues, a lot of the downtown issues that we have. And I think a lot of people are just maybe not aware that there is other help available. And I would just suggest that maybe they get a hold of you and find out what's available out there and really what their commitment is as business owners and as maybe potential investors.
Absolutely. And again, with our, you know, as the EDA, we're also a gap financer for business development. And so people looking to start a business in Meeker County or expand their existing business, you know, we have some loan dollars that can provide gap financing behind, you know, their lender, because a lot of times, you know, our lenders are actively involved in the projects, but they don't finance 100% of it. And just to connecting the business community and developers to resources that are out there. So sometimes it's not only what we have available locally, but there's maybe some state dollars or federal dollars too that we can connect them to. So always encourage people if they have any questions regarding, you know, not only business development, but as, you know, the topics of childcare and housing are so sure. important to economic development. If people ever have questions, they can always reach out to me.
Okay. And how do we exactly do that, Lisa?
Well, probably the easiest way is that you can find our information by going to our website. And so that is, if you just, you know, again, would do a Google search of Meeker right. County Economic Development Authority or Meeker County Development Corp, you can get to our website, and it's got all our contact information. But the web address is MeekerCODEVCorp.com for MeekerCountyDevelopmentCorp.com.
Okay. All right. That is a lot of information, but it's good to know that you're on top of it and that you have a lot of things going.
Yeah, and always appreciate the opportunity to come and kind of update with, you know, the work that we're doing and to let everybody know. And again, encourage anyone that has any questions, they can always reach out to me.
All right, Lisa, thanks for joining us on Chamber Chat today.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. See you later. Bye-bye. There you go. There is a gal that is busy.
She is very busy.
Yeah, and you can imagine with, I mean, just the three programs you talked about right there. What has to happen on a daily basis and really keeping paperwork up to date. That ain't my world,
right?
But she does it, and she does it good.
She does, yeah. And if you didn't take down her information, of course, it's all on our website as well under our business resource guide directory.
Okay.
So you can find it there as well.
All right. And you at the chamber, you've got a, I know you got a golf tournament coming up.
We do, yeah. Monday, June 24th. And if you have not heard, the golf course clubhouse has officially been sold.
And maybe we'll be open at that time.
Yeah. So, yeah, congratulations to Keeks.
Yeah, isn't that great?
Yeah, another great business to come into Litchfield. So that's exciting. But we are still taking registrations. And again, this is for chamber members. So if you are an employee of a chamber business, that includes you. Mm-hmm. So we're still looking for sponsors and teams. It's an all-day thing. Mm-hmm. Includes lunch. There's a raffle.
It's
and
a fun one.
Games. And mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, okay. Anything else that you've got from your office before we get things too far along the road? I got to let you chat a little bit.
Yeah, sure. So just a reminder that the Visitors Bureau is putting on the Parade of Bands Tuesday, June 11th. Mm-hmm. There will be roughly 10 food vendors there, ranging from the Lions Club doing their hamburger and hot dog stand or hamburger stand to Herradura's having their food truck out there. Mm-hmm. We've got cotton candy, banana bread, anything you can think of. And that starts at noon. So you can go there for lunch and then come back for the show at 6 and get some supper and have a good time.
I noticed in our entryway there, they've got the list of the bands that are going to be coming. And they, a fair amount of them anyway, are traditionally some of the better bands that place real high in the parades.
Yeah, yeah. So it's going to be exciting as usual.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Anything else you'd like to inform us of from the office over there?
I don't think so.
Okay. All right. And the chamber number, 8184?
Yeah, you got it. Yep.
Oh, man. I don't know where it came from, but how I remember that, but I don't remember what I had for lunch yesterday, you know.
So it works. Yeah, and then you can find us online, of course, at litch.com or shoot us an email. It's either Janae@litch.com or Rayanne@litch.com.
All right. Very good. Well, thanks for coming in and informing us all that stuff, and we'll see you next week.
Sounds good. See you then.
Girls, girls, girls.
Through the courtesy of the Chamber of Commerce.